It is that time of year. Summer break is over and kids are heading back to school. So with that, there are conversations around safety that parents really need to have with their kids and some safety rules that, in fact, we all need to remember. Joining me today to talk more about this is Boise Police Lieutenant Matt Jones. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
All right. So school officially back in session. So let's talk about what kids need to know, especially a lot of kids walk to school. They bicycle to school. So what do parents need to tell their kids about that?
Yeah. So this time of year, we really see obviously increased activity in and around schools in the school zones. And one of the biggest things is both kids and parents and other drivers just need to recognize that fact that there is going to be that increased activity. And to be aware of what's going on around you. So if you're a driver and you've been driving all summer through an area that hasn't been enforced as a school zone, just recognize that there's going to be some flashing lights that you're going to see. And the speed limits are 20 miles an hour. So we will have officers as the kids are going back to school. We will have officers paying attention to those speed zones. For kids, the biggest thing that we see is parents need to be involved in their route to school, helping them pick the safest route possible. So they'd want to avoid things that are, major obstructions or potentially dangerous situations like the larger four-lane roads that we have. Those can be problematic sometimes especially for younger kids trying to cross safely just due to the amount of traffic that's going on in the mornings. Avoiding potential, areas that maybe it's a construction zone where the sidewalk has been obstructed, and we don't want the kids walking out into the street into traffic.
And a lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of construction that happens in the summertime, and
yes,
it may not be finished. So even the route that you took last year might be different this year.
That's correct. And so I would encourage, parents to really be involved with their kids and to look over the route, maybe walk it with them a couple times so that they can kind of pre-plan where it may or may not be safe for the child to walk to school.
I thought this was interesting. Was you talk about, kids wearing the clothing that they wear when they're walking to and from school or bicycling is not to wear anything that has their name on it. And in this day and age, we have to label everything because, my kids lose stuff. But why is it so important that if they have a piece of clothing, not to have your name on it especially if they're, not with mom or dad?
Yeah, and I don't want to put out too much information to scare parents, because I would say first and foremost, we're very fortunate in the Boise area and the Treasure Valley. We live in a very safe community, and we certainly want to continue to enhance that that aspect of it. But in general, you want kids to be aware of that there are strangers out there that may not have their best intentions in mind. And so when you have an obvious label with a child's name on it, especially the younger children, they may be confused if an adult sees their name and calls them out by name. And they may think, well, maybe this is a friend of mom or dad that I can trust. So I would say it's really important for parents to, talk to your kids about who is and who is not a trusted adult, and to avoid those people that, hey, maybe I don't actually know this person. That's maybe somebody that I shouldn't stop and talk to on the way to school.
And good to have a buddy system when you're going to and from school as a kid. I mean, I know I remember walking, to and from school. I mean, I had two younger sisters, and so we'd always walk together. Man, I got in trouble if I did not stay with them.
Yeah, absolutely. It's, again, it's, I can't stress it enough. Parental involvement in all of these things is, I think, key. And, if you know that you have a neighbor that, has a kid about the same age as yours, I'd probably make friends with those people and, see if, hey, can my kid buddy up with yours? Or siblings. I have two young kids, and that's one of the big things I stress to them when they're out in the neighborhood is, hey, you guys need to stay together and come back together. So
I'm talking with Boise Police Lieutenant Matt Jones. We're talking about how to make sure we are all safe as our kiddos head back to school. Okay, so we've talked about kids, Lieutenant. Let's talk about parents and the things that we need to be doing, especially when it comes to internet use, social media. What are the things that we need to be looking for, paying attention to? And this should be all year. I mean, not just back
right
to school, but it's that good reminder this time of year.
One of the biggest drivers of police reports and reportable incidents that our school resource officers deal with is social media and internet usage by juveniles. And so what we see is that oftentimes kids get pretty creative with the different social media sites that they might sign up for without a parent knowing about it. And they may be talking to people online that their parents don't know, don't have no clue. And so, again, it's just parents need to be proactive about really keeping an eye on what those kids, what sites those kids are visiting, who they're messaging with. And really, you know, again, I said Boise is a very safe town as far as, you know, stranger type abductions. Mm-hmm. And I think numbers nationwide show that it is pretty safe to have kids out and about. But the dangers there online are emerging.
That's worldwide, though. Yes. I mean, want your kids on the internet, let's be honest.
Yes.
What about bullying? What are the signs that parents need to be looking for, whether their child is, you know, being bullied or maybe being the bully?
So I would look for anything, you know, a change in behavior, a change in attitude towards school. If you have a kid that maybe last year or beginning of the school year is very excited and enjoying school, and then all of a sudden there's a turn where they just don't want to go to school, or they seem upset every time school is mentioned, that'd be a time for a conversation just to say, how are things going? Is there anything, you know, that's bothering you? How are you getting along with your classmates? Again, proactive intervention and interaction by parents is the key to spotting those warning signs. And anytime you see a sign of violence where, you know, a kid may have an injury or they may come home and their knees on their pants are scuffed up, did you have a fight today? Let's talk about it. And those are the types of things that if you're not, you know, we have a lot of single parents or we have parents that are working that maybe they don't have as much time to interact with their kids. Is there a trusted adult that you know that, you know, your son or daughter is going to go see after school? Can we, you know, have that conversation with them? Those are just, you know, again, just being proactive and being involved in your kid's life, I think, is what we see on the law enforcement side is often lacking in these types of cases where kids are victimized.
Let's get back to the school zones, because they have been out of service for about 3 months. And they all light up. And tickets are expensive. I mean, these are not cheap if you do not obey the 20-mile-per-hour school zone limit.
Yes.
What are we looking at?
So school zone speed violations, I think, are up to about $140-some. Failing to yield to pedestrians in a right-of-way, not quite that expensive. But you're talking about fines that, you know, in your normal course of going to work and going about your life, you don't want to incur those
fines. You don't want to have that.
Right. So we would just encourage, again, you know, drivers and anybody that's going through those school zones is pay attention, mm-hmm. slow down. We do enforce those things, especially at the beginning of school year. We pay pretty close attention to those.
Because do you just see more incidents at the beginning of the school year because we're just all out of habit?
Absolutely. Yes. And you know, if you've driven by a school on your route to work or to wherever, you know, all throughout the summer, and there has been no activity there, and the mm-hmm. and the yellow lights are not flashing, you maybe don't think about it, and your speed may be a little bit higher than you normally should be. So, again, just pay attention, slow down, and that's how we avoid those accidents, is making sure that we're looking at the pedestrians on the side of the road, not looking at a phone or another device.
And let's be honest, kids are excited this morning. I mean, it's the first day of school, right? I mean, so they're not necessarily paying attention as well, so being aware of that. But last question, when it comes to school buses, do all lanes of traffic have to stop when the lights are flashing and that, you know, they have that stop sign out? How does that work? And I ask because I think it can be a little confusing, actually.
Right. So it depends on the type of street that you're on. If you're on a typical two-lane roadway with, you know, traffic going both ways, you know, some of your smaller, you know, neighborhood type streets, yes, both directions need to stop for when the stop sign's out and the red lights are flashing. But if you're on a larger four-lane roadway with a center turn lane, mm-hmm. typically those the traffic that is going the same direction as the school bus needs to stop, but the other two lanes can continue on. So those larger roadways, that they're divided highways, for lack of a better term, just the direction that's traveling the same direction as the school bus.
Well, good information. It is just always to get the clarification at the beginning of the school year, because, you know, it's a crazy time of year to begin with. So getting re-familiarized with everything is a good thing. So I want to thank my guest today, Boise Police Lieutenant Matt Jones. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Gemma.